And this is our number two.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It is a world of news in a tiny little 15-minute package just for you. Yeah, we do it all just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15 as we head into the weekend here. Coming up at 1:30, right after the news at the bottom of the hour, our top story today. Jay Inslee closed down restaurants, bars, tried to close down barbershops throughout the state because of a COVID pandemic. Now we have a monkeypox pandemic, and bathhouses where men go to have anonymous sex with lots of other men, that's fine, according to Jay Inslee. And I want to make sure. In fact, a lot of people seem to have some cognitive dissonance because they ended up having to agree with me because I'm one of the few consistent people in the media. I said, the bathhouse should stay open. If people want to assume that risk and they're adults, what do I care? I don't. Just like the restaurants and the bars and the barbershops should have been allowed to stay. And the churches! He closed down the churches during a COVID pandemic, but he keeps open the anonymous sex glory hole bathhouses during a monkeypox pandemic. And all I'm doing is pointing out the tremendous hypocrisy, inconsistency, ridiculousness of all of this. I think that the bathhouses should stay open, which is why I'm not naming the bathhouse. I don't have anything against them, and I'm not trying to shame them as a business. I think Jay Inslee is right to leave them alone. I'm just pointing out Jay Inslee should have left all the other businesses alone during COVID. So, coming up right after the news at the bottom of the hour, Bob the Barber, Bob Martin, 81-year-old chunk of coal Marine, from the Stag Barbershop in Snohomish, where he still cuts hair. I still haven't gone up there, Nicole, but I had dinner in Snohomish very near the Stag Barbershop last Friday night, but Bob was already closed for the day when I went up there.
We got to get you up there for a haircut.
I know it. So, I had dinner with your predecessor, Nicole, Jake Skorheim, and his wife. My wife and I went up and got caught up there.
Father
just like you and
now?
I will be having dinner 20 years from now.
Yes, exactly. I know. Well, we might not because we'll still be working together.
We will. We'll still be doing this show in 20 years.
But yeah, Jake, father of three now, right?
Three boys. Crazy. Beautiful little boys. Yeah. Yeah.
Fun time.
Yeah. And people always ask me about him. He left the show to pursue his dream of being a script writer, screenplay writer. He and his partner have 7 projects that are in various stages of development right now, and he's doing fantastic. So that is your update there. Okay, so we're going to we'll talk to Bob the Barber coming up right after the bottom of the hour news here. So we just got in some audio that is absolutely fascinating. Now, I've been telling you the stats that 61% of Americans, thanks to Joe Biden's economy, 61% of Americans say that they are now living paycheck to paycheck. They cannot put any money aside because things have gotten so ridiculously expensive in America. More people than ever are putting groceries on credit cards, which is financially disastrous because if you can't pay your credit card in bill in full by the end of the month, you're looking at often 15-16% interest on those credit cards. It's an absolute disaster. 50% of Americans say they have no savings. They have no protection if they are out of work for more than 2 weeks. And that's shocking to me. That's why that will be my next career in 20 years when I'm done with this radio show. I want to work with families and particularly young people on how to start planning for their future so you will not be helpless and captive to the whims of, you know, a horrible president with a horrible economy. But on and on it goes. The number of uninsured Americans has hit a new high. Credit card debt, biggest surge in 20 years. Joe Biden has destroyed this economy, and it's because of inflation. And you know how bad inflation is. You're still paying $2 more per gallon at the pump than you were 2 years ago when Joe Biden took, or 2.5 years ago when Joe Biden, no. How long's Biden been at? 1.5? Is that all? He feels like he's been in there for 20 years. Time flies when you're having fun. It's only been 1.5 years, but you're paying $2 more per gallon for gas than you were when Joe Biden took office. Groceries continue. Every single week, groceries hit a new high. Inflation last month, this last month in July, 8.5%. Still a 40-year high for the month of July. And, of course, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they're saying that there's zero inflation right now, which is just so insane for them to claim there's zero. It's so insulting because you know how bad it is. You know when you go into the grocery store and you can't buy a cut of meat that you'd like to have for dinner, when you see the chicken prices have basically doubled in the last couple of years, you know how bad it is. Which is why this is one of the most insulting sound bites you'll ever hear. The congresswoman from Seattle, what's her name again?
Pamela Jayapal.
Yeah. Thank you. Congresswoman from Seattle, Pamela Jayapal. She just was walking from a car to a building in D.C. Listen to what she says about the inflation that is crushing so many families in America. You want to hear a party that is completely out of touch, not just out of touch. You want to hear a Democrat party when Biden and Kamala say there's zero inflation. And when Pamela says this, you want to hear, they have contempt for what Americans are going through right now.
And it is ultimately going to lead to a reduction in overall inflation, but most importantly, to the budget that people have every single day. Inflation is like a theoretical word that economists use, but what families feel every day is the up or down of costs.
What? Inflation is a theoretical word that economists use? How out of touch is, what's her name again?
Pamela Jayapal.
Yeah, thank you. How out of touch is Pamela Jayapal? You know that inflation is real. You know what it's done to your budget. You know what it's done to your bank account. You know what it's doing to your family, what's done to your ability to take a vacation this summer. A lot of families have had to cancel vacations because they're too busy trying to pay their mortgage or their rent or feed their family. And according to Pamela Jayapal... I didn't want that one. I already know her name, for crying out loud.
Day. Inflation is like a theoretical word that economists use, but what families feel every day is the up or down of costs.
Yeah. So just because inflation's 8.5% last month, it was 9.1% 2 months ago. So now it's just a theory. Inflation's just a theory, according to Pamela. It's unbelievable the contempt that she and her party have for the people that they always claimed they cared about the most. The middle class, the working class, the struggling poor in America. And what we've discovered, and this is why people are abandoning Pamela's party in record numbers, because they were just using middle class and working class people as talking points for them to gather money and control and power. But now that they think they have all those things, they can just try to tell you that inflation is a theory. It's not real. Pamela! You're a disgrace. All right, next up in the fastest 15. Hold on. I got it here. A listener made a good point. Yesterday, Beto O'Rourke, the fake first named, nicknamed guy who's running for Texas governor. 2 years ago, people noted, man, you say the F word a lot. And he said, you know what? That's a reasonable criticism. He said, I'm going to stop using the F word. Because he uses it all the time. Because he's just, you know, he's one of those silver spoon, never had to work a day in his life, thinks that he can just coast in with his Kennedy-like good looks and be this government person. So Beto O'Rourke, he was talking about guns in Texas, and somebody started heckling him because he was talking about assault weapons. And he got down on one knee and acted like he was shooting a weapon of war in war. And somebody laughed at him and... This is what Beto said.
Follow the law that's on the books, ladies and gentlemen, that says that you can buy not one, you can buy two or more if you want to, AR-15s, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and take that weapon that was originally designed for use on the battlefields in Vietnam to penetrate an enemy soldier's helmet at 500 feet and knock him down dead up against kids at 5 feet. It may be funny to you, but it's not funny to me, okay?
Oh, his crowd went crazy because one guy laughed at him acting like he was shooting a gun in war. And he said, it might be funny to you, MF-er. And one of my listeners, when we played this yesterday, made an excellent point. What are all the good leftists who go to listen to Beto O'Rourke speak? What are they doing cheering for the phrase MF-er? Because all good leftists know that the correct phrase is birthing person effer. And the fact that he is not willing to accept that shows just how transphobic Beto O'Rourke is. Please, Beto, from now on, birthing person effer. What's the matter with you? You learn nothing. Okay, up next in the Fast 15. Do you go to Whole Foods at all, Nicole?
My you know what?
When daughters love Trader Joe's and Whole Foods.
I love Trader Joe's. I still go to Trader Joe's quite a bit, but Whole Foods I went to when I lived near one, but I don't anymore. So no, I don't go there often.
Is there still one? There used to be one on the old Sears on 155th and Aurora. I don't know if it's still there.
I don't know either.
But a few years ago, for some reason, my wife and I, we've been married 35 years. So our dates have become rather pedestrian. Sometimes we like to go to Costco on Friday nights. Well, I like to.
Wow.
I like Costco way more than my wife does.
Special date night.
But we like to go into Whole Foods because they had this huge deli section and all these gourmet cheeses and just stuff you couldn't get anywhere else. So sometimes we would like to go and just pick out some things we can't get anywhere else and then come home and prepare a meal together. And it was very fun. It was but we haven't done it for a long time. And I don't know if that Whole Foods is still open.
Bring the spark back by going to Whole Foods then.
Did I tell you what's going on with, I don't know if I've told you. Did I tell you what's going on with me this weekend?
I don't think you've told me.
I'm a bachelor.
Oh, I did know that.
Oh, you did?
Yes, your wife has messaged me about your daughter's big win today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, our oldest daughter, her tennis team made sectionals down in Portland. And, they won their first round match this morning, 7:30 a.m. My daughter won and her team won. And I think if you win sectionals, I think you go to Florida. They went to Florida it's when I was in London. That's why I didn't go with them. I was in London with the Seahawks.
Yep.
And so last night, tonight, tomorrow, I'm a bachelor. And my wife and I, we get along really well. And she's been working from home. I've been working from home. And we've spent an unbelievable amount of time together the last couple of years. And I love her dearly, passionately. But man, having the house to myself for a couple of days? Woo!
Are you going to invite anybody over?
Well, you see, and that was the thing. When I was driving with her yesterday, and she she was acting like I was one of our kids. And she goes, what are you going to do this weekend? I said, I haven't decided yet. Even though I kind of had decided that I just want to hang out by myself. I want to watch movies, ball game.
You can do that with her around. Do something fun.
No, because I like having TV at double the volume that is tolerable to anybody else. Oh. So when I said to her, I said, I haven't decided yet, even though I decided I wasn't going to do anything. She goes, well, you could invite John over. You could invite Bruce over, or maybe you could go and see. And she, and I go, hey, honey, I'll be fine. You don't have to schedule play dates for me.
I was just going to say ideas for play dates.
Yeah, exactly. I'm fine, and I'll be fine even if I don't schedule any activities for the next couple of days. Anyway, why does your time? Oh, Whole Foods.
But you do have to do something, because I know that if you just sit home and watch movies, do nothing all weekend, on Monday you'll be kind of blah. Go do something fun. Have a good story. You can get out of the house. You don't have to invite anybody over, but get out of the house. Go do something.
Get out of the
activity.
House. No, I'm going to go for bike rides, long bike rides. Okay. No, I'm going to be active. I'm going to be healthy, but I don't need somebody to fill my time.
I know. Enjoy the sunshine. You know.
I'm fine. But here's what I've learned over the last couple of years. As well as we get along when we're around each other all day, every day, having that little window of time to just be by yourself, it's glorious. and that's nothing negative about her. It's just,
I bet she feels the same.
What's that?
I am positive she feels the same. It's
nice
to have you out of that.
No, about 2 weeks ago, I went somewhere. I don't remember where, but she was telling her friends that she had the house to herself. She was telling them something, but she was so excited for the day ahead. And one of her friends said, "Why is Dory gone?" And she goes, "Yeah." And they go, "Yeah, no, I never have the house to myself either. It's become a rare treasure these days for people to be alone, which is weird because for the last 2.5 years, we were all suffering because we were so isolated. And now we're never alone.
I know.
I don't know. It's very weird. Anyway, Whole Foods. Should I save this now?
No, we're kidding.
Here, I'll play it. Here it is. The Whole Foods. See, I just assumed Whole Foods was run by liberal, progressive type people. But the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, he's actually my kind of guy ideologically, I found out.
My concern is that I feel like socialists are taking over. They're marching through the institutions. They're taking everything over. They've taken over education. It looks like they've taken over a lot of the corporations. It looks like they've taken over the military, and it's just continuing. Yeah. I'm deeply concerned about. I'm a capitalist at heart. And I believe in liberty and capitalism. Those are my twin values. And I feel like, you know, with the way freedom of speech is today, the movement on gun control, a lot of the liberties that I've taken for granted most of my life, I think are under threat.
CEO of Whole Foods, a liberty, freedom, capitalist, anti-socialism. And apparently he's stepping aside from CEO because he wants to be able to express these things and, you know, advance public discourse. And he couldn't keep doing it if he was running the company because everybody, all the socialists would have boycotted them then. All right. And that is your fastest 50 Eden. What?
Really quick. I'm surprised that you think that that's surprising that he is. He thinks that way because, I mean, if he was, hippie, the leftist, something, don't think he would have the successful business that Whole Foods is, because it is genius.
I'm just surprised that business owners, when they feel free, but like I said, it's because he's stepping aside, and now he's freed to say that. Because if you got to bend the knee to the mob in the business world, too. Mm. And that's what he's talking about. That's what he's saying.
Be smart about it.
Socialism's taken over all the business, too. Okay, that's your Fast 15.
This has been the fastest 15 minutes in the news. Fast Stories, Fastest 15.
Okay, we'll check the news. And then Bob the Barber. Inslee tried to shut him down. Why is Jay Inslee shutting down businesses now? Because it's a tremendous double standard. We'll go up to Snohomish and talk to Bob Martin next here on the Dory Monson Show. Well, I figured, especially after the lead topic I told you about this afternoon, I thought it'd be time to catch up with an old friend of our radio show. You may recall when COVID first came out, Jay Inslee tried to shut down a lot of local businesses, restaurants, and people like this. Bob Martin, we call him Bob the Barber, up at in Snohomish there, Stag Barber Shop. Bob joins us once again here on the Dory Monson Show. Bob, it's always great talking with you, my friend.
Well, it's good to talk to you, sir. Thank you for helping us out here once in a while. We get a little bit of a voice once in a while.
You betcha. And for people who maybe are new listeners, you're a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine, right? You're never a former Marine, right?
You're correct on that.
No such thing as a former Marine. But you told me you learned how to cut hair back in the early 60s. You're up in your 80s now. Is that right, Bob?
81.
81. Okay, and you wouldn't close your barbershop because you have disabled veterans who cut hair with you at the shop, and you didn't want to put them out of work, right?
No, all three of us are disabled veterans in here. Two of them are Army. I was the only Marine, but we're all veterans, and we've all been injured in service. So that's and I didn't like the science that they're trying to push down our throat. The science was bogus, and when I could see the hospital's paying a lot of people to claim that people are dying of COVID. It just stunk. And I talked to a lot of doctors and nurses that left over there because they could see what was going on. So I just didn't believe their crap.
Yeah, understood.
And I talked to Adam Fortney, and he says, I'm not going to enforce those edicts and mandates because they're not law.
The sheriff up there. So what happened? Last time we talked, Jay Inslee was trying to fine you a ridiculous amount of money. How much money were they going to fine you?
I think it was $92,000 or something like that.
Okay.
So I thought, well, this isn't going to fly. So I wrote him out a promissory note, which is the same thing as a $20 bill. It's a promissory note.
That's
fiat money. It's no good anyway.
Right.
And I wrote it out on some toilet paper and sent it to him. Took it down to Olympia and we got it recorded, given it to him. And they haven't said anything back to me. So, you know, I said, you're not going to stop us from working. It's against our liberty. You can't do that.
Right.
And don't try to scare us because we're not going to put up with this crap.
Right.
Put up with a bunch of, you know, I grew up on welfare when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it was humiliating to have to stay at home and have them throw you a bone once in a while and say, you're going to feel lucky. You're not going to own anything, but you're going to be happy. Who come up with that crap?
You know what? I grew up in poverty too, Bob. And I never want to be reliant on government for my survival, or, you know, frankly, I want them to have as minimal role as possible in telling me how to live my life.
Exactly. I had to earn my own money. I was the oldest of six kids, and my dad lost his job on the railroad, so there was no money coming in. We picked berries and everything else.
Yeah.
And between the fourth and fifth grade, I had to pick berries to buy my own school clothes, which was good for me. Mom always bragged about it. Her boy, Bob, buying his own clothes and shoes and everything, because
there you go.
I felt sorry for him. I felt sorry. And it was good for me to do that. I just think more kids ought to learn what the value of a dollar is and where stuff comes from.
Amen.
Nowadays, you can't even get a kid to work.
Right. No, I know.
I talk to people here all the time. They can't find anybody that wants to work.
So I talked about an issue at the beginning of my show today. A listener brought this to my attention. Are you familiar with this whole monkeypox epidemic that's raging right now?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Here's what came to my attention, Bob, because it's sexually transmitted. There's at least one, maybe there are several, but there's a bathhouse in downtown Seattle. I went to their website. Being an old Marine, are you familiar with these bathhouses?
Well, I heard about them. I heard about them from, you know, tongue in cheek, thinking in Seattle. Who would know, right? Who would guess?
You're gonna
get
me in trouble, Bob. You're gonna get me in trouble. But here's what struck me. I went to their website, and they make it clear that it is a place where you can go to have anonymous sex with apparently as many people as possible during a monkeypox outbreak. Here's what struck my listener and me when it was brought to my attention. Jay Inslee hasn't closed them down. Jay Inslee hasn't threatened them with $92,000 in fines. They go after Bob the Barber up in Snohomish during COVID, but during a monkeypox outbreak, he doesn't close the businesses where you can go to have anonymous sex with a bunch of people. What's up with that, Bob?
Well, they considered it, you know, essential, maybe.
Let's
face it. Look how corrupted everything is from the federal government all the way down. And is really what's messed up everything. I mean, what happened to our Christian values? The people that run most of the media is anti-Christian. They sell stories.
Christianity's under attack in America. Is that what it comes down to? After fighting for your country, now at age 81, you've had to fight against Jay Inslee and the state government for a couple of years now. Is this more than business against government? Is this good versus evil right now, what you're seeing?
It is absolutely good against evil. And the Christians are usually pretty quiet until they get pushed in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting, too. I'm glad they're doing something. DeSantis is making really good moves down there. At least he fired the prosecutor down in Arizona, or down in Florida.
Florida, yeah.
We need to do that here in Snohomish County, get a good prosecutor in there. There's no laws that the people are not paying any attention to the laws. They can go in and steal stuff. The Snohomish Home Depot store lost $86,000 last year just to theft. People go out the door and not have to pay for anything.
Yeah, they fill up shopping carts of power tools, yeah. And the employees aren't allowed to stop them. This is happening all over the country.
Well, I had a guy the other day, he worked over there. I saw a guy pushing a cart full of stuff out the door, and somebody's hollering at him coming out the door. He said, bring that back in here. And then there was a contractor behind him to come running up and push the cart over and knocked everything down on the ground. He held the guy down and started thumping on him. And one of the Snohomish sheriffs drove by, and he just looked out there and smiled because he couldn't do anything, but the contractor knows darn well. And it makes me sometimes wonder if all this insurance money has to pay for all the losses. If that's the case, they're getting paid anyway, I guess. They don't want you to chase them down. So what do you do?
Right. Yeah, no, exactly. Well, I just I thought it was rather remarkable that they tried to shut your barbershop down because of a pandemic. And now here we are with another pandemic that's caused by sexual activity. And Jay Inslee doesn't shut down those businesses. It seems like an incredible double standard to me, Bob.
The pedophilia and everything that's going on, it's obscene. Uh-huh. And the school, people are fighting to try to keep their kids from going to school and being taught things that they don't want the kids to be taught when they're kindergarten, first, second grade.
Oh, I know. No, it's
ridiculous.
It's incredible.
We don't have to put up with that. We cannot put up with it. If you put up with it, then you ask for it.
Put up with much of anything. I like that about you, Bob. You don't put up with anybody's nonsense.
You have to stand up and fight back. If you don't, they'll just rub your face in it, you know?
Yeah, I got you. All right, and so the bottom line is you are not giving Jay Inslee $92,000.
You got a promissory note on some toilet paper.
Right, got it.
That's all. He's not getting anything. Then how do they come up with that $92,000? I mean, a lot of other people got fined $90,000+ and they just threw it out.
Right.
I don't care if they throw it out or not. They're not giving them anything. And they can't have a leg to stand there. You come here and try to take something away from me, so you're going to pay a price for it. So I'm not afraid of fighting.
I know you're not. Okay, it's called Stag Barbershop, right?
Yes, sir.
Stag Barbershop. Everybody should go and say hi to Bob for me.
There was a lady named Echo Lou that wrote for the Epic Times, and she wrote a letter about in the paper about what was going on here. Yeah. I got letters from all over the United States thanking me for standing up for the Constitution. So this isn't about me, Dory. This is about us.
Right. Right, no, I understand.
Make no mistake about it. It's about us. And I just happened to be ended up being a poster boy. I had no idea that would ever happen.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to let them rub crap in my face and try to scare the hell out of me.
No, you're not.
Those parasites in Olympia never had to serve their country, never ducked under machine gun fire. They haven't done a big damn thing to protect anything but their self,
right,
and their own interests. That's all they're protecting. So we can't stand back and let them rub it into us.
We're going to have to talk more often. I've missed you.
Well, I enjoy visiting with you. We're on the same page as far as our Christian values are concerned. So
there you go.
We need to help each other. We need to help each other. That's why I'm helping these three other veterans I have in here. They've been walked on, and they can't get any help. So I'm helping out. One of them even lives out at my place. I give him a place to stay out there.
Good for you.
To help him out. He's got two little kids. But So we got to stick together.
Yes, we will. All right, we'll talk again soon, I trust, okay?
All right, thank you, Dory. Thanks for calling.
All right, go see Bob at Stag Barbershop in Snohomish. Love to hear your thoughts on all this. Text me, 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. Lots more to come here at the Dory Monson Show. Hey, a couple of things. First of all, I should have mentioned this as I was wrapping up my interview with Bob the Barber. And I made this very clear at the beginning of the show. I do not think, and the reason I'm not naming the bathhouse where you can go and have anonymous sex is because if adults want to go do that, I think that's fine. I do not think Jay Inslee should shut that business down. What I'm doing is pointing out the tremendous hypocrisy and inconsistency when he shut down churches and restaurants and bars and barbershops during a COVID pandemic. Because he said, well, because it can be airborne spread. Well, the way monkeypox, a pandemic state of monkeypox emergency in King County, the way that is spread is sexually. And yet Jay Inslee has no problem with a business where you don't have to be vaccinated, don't have to be masked, you can go have anonymous sex. He has no problem with that. I do not think that business should be shut down. If adults want to assume that risk and they know what the risks are, then it's none of my business. I'm just pointing out what inconsistent person, intellectually, morally, governmentally, Jay Inslee is when he has decided that churches could not stay open, but anonymous sex places can. They all should have stayed open. I don't want this place shut down. I'm pointing out that the restaurants and bars and churches and barbershops should have stayed open during the COVID. All right. Oh, and also, I said my wife and I used to go to Whole Foods on 150th and Aurora. Got a bunch of texts. Central Market is where we went, not Whole Foods. You've probably heard about Marshawn Lynch. We told you about it yesterday. So drunk. In Las Vegas, he was sitting by the side of the road, driver's door open, passed out in the driver's seat. The police body cam video has now been released.
I'm just asking, what is the problem?
No, he kind of gave us I know.
I said, what is the problem? The car's not on, the car's not going.
So the police are trying to get him to get out of the car. He won't move. He's really almost pass out drunk. He won't move. They couldn't give him a breathalyzer because he was too drunk to take it. But when he wouldn't get out of the car, they eventually had to.
So here's the thing, okay?
Go hands on and pull
right
him
now,
out.
If you don't get out of the vehicle, you're going to be charged with obstructing an investigation. That is a criminal offense, and you will go to jail.
What kind of obstruction?
Obstructing.
What kind of obstruction?
Yeah, we're not going to explain.
There's not different kinds. There's only one kind.
Explain it to me.
Okay, because I've already explained it to you.
Because I'm
failing to obey a command by an officer, a lawful order, is obstructing. So this is your last chance. Step out of the vehicle for us.
Everything is understandable.
Okay. So if you understand, go ahead and step out for us.
Is why will I not be pulled out?
All right.
So then they had to go hands-on, pull him down onto the ground. They handcuffed him. I wonder if the Seahawks are going to rethink, because they just announced earlier this week that they'd hired Marshawn Lynch to be a special correspondent and content creator across a variety of platforms, including, you know, many of their digital platforms. They also said Michael Bennett is going to be broadcasting for them this summer. Michael Bennett, of course, had that run-in where he accused Vegas police of police brutality, which was an absolutely unfounded claim. Man, Vegas, not a good place for our former Seahawks. And Marshawn, it's a $20 Uber ride wherever you were coming from and going to in Vegas. Just ridiculous. Okay, we're going to check the news for you. And then the big lead of two with special guest John Curley. That's coming up here on the Dory Monson Show.